Adam McDougall, the health hacker. Check out the podcast via the listener app, LISTNR. Download free today from Google Play or the App Store. It's a fantastic podcast. It's a Ripper app as well. Very good morning to you, Adam.
Good morning, my friend. How are we?
Well, as we know, the Tokyo Olympics are coming up soon. And you managed to catch up with Kate Campbell, one of the great Australian Olympic swimmers. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, absolute legend of the sport and an Australian sporting legend in herself. And that's the great thing about my job, getting to rub shoulders with successful people and people that are champions and learn the lessons that they impart upon us mere mortals. And, you know, she really inspired me about motivation. And, you know, a great tip for everyone out there is that she said that motivation isn't basically a feeling, but it's an action. And if you want something, you just can't wait for the motivation to come. You just got to get out there and start. And that's the best way to get motivation from results, from starting that action that you really want. So great advice there from Kate. Imagine getting up every morning, having to swim up and down that black line, looking at that black line at 5 a.m. every morning. So she has to trick her mind into focusing on what she really wants rather than just, you know, the short-term reward versus the pain.
Yeah, I can only imagine what it takes to be an Olympian swimmer. There'd be plenty of fitness, and obviously health plays a big part too, obviously, doesn't it?
It does, yeah, but for her, it's all about the mind more so than the body. She said they all eat very similar, train very similar, and what separates winners from losers is their mindset, having a strong goal and a purpose, and not listening to that little voice when it tells you to eat that chocolate biscuit late at night or stay in bed when it's cold and raining outside. And, you know, her key to having a great life is winning the morning. She said if you can set yourself up the night before with a good sleep routine and then you get up in the morning and you attack the hardest task first, then it might be just, you know, leaving your shoes at the end of the bed, she said, so you get up and go for a walk or make sure you've, you know, made your lunch the day before so you take something healthy to work. So, you know, and for her also, being mindful and being able to relax is important as well, getting away from swimming. And I know a lot of people struggle with meditation. I've never heard this before. But her way of being mindful is actually reading a book, and it makes sense. She says you can't wander off if you're reading a book,
yep,
and try and find something that, you know, allows the mind to actually enjoy it, not just facts and figures, but something that's a little bit endearing to your imagination.
Yeah, terrific. Always great to catch up with you, Adam. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Adam McDougall, the health hacker. Like I say, the podcast via the listener app, LISTNR. Make sure you check it out via Google Play or the App Store. Download free today. Great to catch up with you, mate. We'll catch up again next week, eh?
See you, mate.
Good on you, buddy. Adam McDougall.